Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting seventh. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch strikes out. 1. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Munoz hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Starhoviak hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rabule hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nilsson hits a pop-up towards third. Rabule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to third. Two outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Bones covering, for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Becker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to third. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. The ball gets by Oliver for a passed ball. Puckett moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to third. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Mieske pinch hits for Greg Vaughn. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mieske hits a line drive into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule strikes out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton bunts towards third. Rabule fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. Valentin moves to second. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver scores. Valentin moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Oliver for a passed ball. Puckett moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mieske is 0-for-1 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-2 in the game. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rabule hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Rabule reaches second base with a double. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck hits a line drive towards first. Jaha reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Watkins now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Surhoff strikes out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jaha hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jaha moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jaha scores. Nilsson moves to second. It's 5-0, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mieske is 0 for 2 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ribule fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Listach now playing second base. David Hulse now playing center field. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 3 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Munoz moves to second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 3 in the game. Starhoviak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Starhoviak reaches second base with a double. Munoz scores. Cordova moves to third. It's 5-1, Brewers. Mike Fetters now pitching. Chip Hale pinch hits for Jeff Ribule. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordova scores. Starhoviak moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Brewers. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Walbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Starhoviak scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Matt Morello pinch hits for Pat Mears. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Walbeck moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Knobloch strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.